I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Britain and the world are saying a final goodbye to Queen Elizabeth II at a state funeral that drew presidents and kings, princes and prime ministers. Crowds amassed along the streets of London to honor a monarch whose 78-year reign defined an age. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports from London.
Mourners across London have come to say their final goodbye to the late monarch Queen Elizabeth II. I'm at the Mall by Buckingham Palace, where the funeral procession is due to pass. In the background, you can hear a radio broadcast of the Queen's funeral, as mourners, many dressed in black, stand silent with their heads bowed. Some have come because of a personal sense of connection to the Queen, whereas others came to be a part of history. Karen Chamas, London.
Following the funeral service, Queen Elizabeth II's coffin was taken on a gun carriage from Westminster Abbey for a last procession through the heart of London. The coffin was transported to Windsor, outside the British capital, where the former monarch will be laid to rest in a private service later Monday. King Charles III and other senior royals marched behind the coffin to Wellington Arch at Hyde Park Corner as thousands lined the route. Gun salutes are being fired in nearby Hyde Park, and Big Ben is tolling at one-minute intervals during the procession. The coffin is being taken by hearse to Windsor, where the Queen will be interred alongside her late husband, Prince Philip, who died last year. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are among the world leaders paying their respects to Queen Elizabeth Monday. The Bidens arrived late Saturday for the event and have kept a low profile in the British capital, holding no official diplomatic meetings and keeping their public comments to the topic of the Queen's recent death on September 8th at the age of 96. This is VOA News. Ukraine's nuclear energy operator Energoatom said Monday a Russian missile strike close to a nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. The Ukraine official said in a statement the missile landed 300 meters from the Pivnokransk nuclear power plant but did not damage its reactors. The Ukraine energy operator said the missile strike did, however, damage nearby buildings. From the social media platform Telegram, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in response to the missile strike, "Russia endangers the whole world. We have to stop it before it's too late." Zelensky also posted photographs showing damage done to the buildings and surveillance video he said showed the moment of the explosion. The location of the surveillance video was verified by an administrative building, trees, and a road layout which matched satellite imagery of the site. The Pivnokryansk plant is Ukraine's second-largest nuclear plant. The largest, the Zaporizhia nuclear facility, has been shut down since early September following shelling that Russia and Ukraine have each blamed on each other. In a televised interview Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. forces would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion, his most explicit statement so far on the issue. Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott reports.
U.S. forces would defend Taiwan, President Biden has said, in the event of a Chinese invasion. It's his most explicit statement so far on the issue, with comments that are sure to anger Beijing. In a CBS 60 Minutes interview broadcast on Sunday, he was asked whether U.S. forces would defend the democratically governed island claimed by China. He responded, yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack. Asked to clarify if he meant that, unlike in Ukraine, U.S. forces would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion, Biden replied, yes. It's not the first time Biden has appeared to go beyond U.S. policy on Taiwan. But this statement was clearer than previous ones about committing U.S. troops to defend the island. The U.S. has long stuck to a policy of strategic ambiguity and not making clear whether it would respond militarily to an attack on Taiwan. When asked to comment, a White House spokesperson said U.S. policy towards Taiwan has not changed.
That was Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott reporting. An official with Afghan's ruling Taliban said Monday they have freed Mark Frericks, the only American hostage remaining in the country, in exchange for a Taliban drug lord, Bashir Norzai, who was serving a life sentence in a U.S. prison. Taliban Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi told reporters in the capital, Kabul, the prisoner swap between his government and a U.S. delegation took place at the Kabul airport. Repeating the hour's top news story, Britain and the world are saying a final goodbye to Queen Elizabeth II at a state funeral that world leaders and as well as thousands of mourners have attended.